Dictation for Lori, L-O-R-I, Baker, B-A-K-E-R, January 1170. Address as a letter to Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Twaits, T-H-W-A-I-T-S. Dear Mr. Twaits, a follow-up for Mrs. Baker, who has progressive renal failure, underlying hypertension, a small kidney on the right side, the last visit in February. This is an in-person visit. She has this persistent abdominal discomfort, worse on the epigastric periumbilical area. This is going on for a year or longer. Prior episode of acute renal failure when she presented with pancolitis, April 2021, evaluated in the emergency room. She is recently taking a high dose of Protanix. Is my understanding she did have an EGD with negative biopsies, esophagus, stomach, and duodenum. This was done in April, a few months ago, Grand Rapids. She denies presently vomiting or diarrhea bleeding. There has been weight loss from 167 to 157. Her discomfort is constantly not necessarily related to eating, feels like bloated, goes to the back area, but there is no documented pancreatitis. Urine without cloudiness or blood, presently no symptoms of claudications, stable edema probably from Norvas, presently no chest pain palpitations, she's still smoking, less than half a pack per day, no oxygen, no pyrolemic material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND, otherwise review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review, present blood pressure includes amlodipine 10 milligrams, hydralazine 10 milligrams twice a day. Previously, hydrochlorothiazide caused low potassium. We tried to use the combination of HCTC with triantirin, but she believed her abdominal symptoms were worse, and that was discontinued. On cholesterol, Lipitor, Protanix, no anti-inflammatory agent. Next paragraph, blood pressure today quite high, 200 over 100 on the right, 132 over 100 on the left, sitting position, large calf. I hear bilateral carotid bruise, worse on the left comparing to the right. I don't hear localized valve which is consolidation, pleural effusion. There is frequent premature beats. Appears to have a background of sinus. There is no ascites or abdominal distension or masses. I don't see, there is some edema, but no cellulitis or ulcers. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. From June, creatinine progressively rising. Now is 2.2. With a potassium normal at 3.9, GFR will be 25. Before that, March, anemia 12.9, normal white blood cell platelets. MCB at 91. Calcium albumin, phosphorus has not been elevated. She does have elevation of cholesterol, triglycerides, LDL, with normal HDL. Her urine has not shown activity for blood or protein. She is known to have a small kidney on the right, 6.7 compared to the left, 9.8. No urinary retention or hydronephrosis. We tested a renal arterial Doppler to make sure that there is no renal artery stenosis, being negative. Prior upper quadrant ultrasound, no stones or obstructions. Prior CT scan pancreas normal, spleen normal, adrenal normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 4, uncontrolled hypertension, severe, Next number, a small kidney on the right sided. Cannot rule out renal artery stenosis, although Doppler do not show high peak systolic velocity. Next number, no major activity in the urine blood protein to suggest glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. Next number, smoker. Next number, carotid bruits. Next number, frequent premature beats, although background appears to be regular sinus. Next number, abdominal distension, bloatiness, pain with prior negative workup, recent EGD biopsies apparently negative, nothing to suggest malignancy. She's on empirical treatment, high dose of Protonix. She's concerned that gallbladder disease is playing all her symptoms. I'm not positive about that. There is no significant relationship with meals, appears to be all the time, but given her history, Bruet's, a smoker, a small kidney on the right side, uncontrolled hypertension, mesenteric ischemia needs to be considered. Next paragraph comments. I'm going to update our thyroid studies given the weight loss and some degree of tachycardia. We will update a urine sample to make sure that there is no change of blood protein or cells. She is going to see you tomorrow for the first time. I'm asking her to bring her blood pressure machine so that it can be compared. If persistent elevation, we need to adjust medications. I will not oppose to use hydrochlorothiazide without the potassium sparing diuretics. I monitor for her that no hypokalemia develops. We can also increase the hydralazine to a higher dose. She needs to keep me posted with the blood pressure so I can adjust medications. The lower extremity edema likely relates to the effect of amlodipine and renal failure. She's trying to do salt restriction. She's trying to quit smoking, but has been very hard for her. End of dictation.